It's 9:45, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Min Shu Mo. In the weather, it's sunshine and clear as temperature of 6 degrees outside our SEO studio. Here are the headlines. TTC's new subway cars are delayed. World Cup trophy is in Toronto. Global music record sales fell last year. Now to our top story. Riders have to wait another 6 months for TTC's new Rocket subway cars because the door manufacturer went bankrupt. The new TR cars were expected to be tested early this year. The official response that the test is postponed to at least late August, and the new cars won't be put into service until the end of this year. The delays will not affect TTC's daily operation. An elderly woman in a wheelchair died in a fire yesterday afternoon, and her husband got hurt. The fire began in a house near Mountain Pleasant Road and Lawrence Avenue. The couple has been living in the house for 40 years. The fire marshal office is investigating the cause. This is the 10th fire fatality in Toronto this year. In southern Chinese city, Zhangjiang, a man stabbed 18 pupils and a teacher with a knife in a primary school. The wounded have been sent to the local hospital. It's not known yet if there's any serious injury or death. The suspect now is under custody. A similar incident happened last month in another southeastern province of China, killing 8 students and injuring 5. The FIFA World Cup trophy is in Toronto today. This is the only Canadian stop of its worldwide tour. It will be exhibited in downtown CBC building between 3 to 7 o'clock this afternoon. Blue Jays lost to Boston Red Sox by 2-1 at a home game last night. This is their fourth straight loss, dropping them below .500 for the first time since the season opener. Team star Justin Bieber urged his fans to calm down today in New Zealand. Monday, his live performance in Australia was cancelled because a crowd of thousands of fans lost control. The Canada-born singer now is on a tour to promoting his debut album, My World 2.0. Global music record sales dropped by 7% in 2009. According to the FPI, the 2009 sale is $17 billion. The CD fell by 12.7%, while digital music rose over 9% to $4.3 billion. The best-selling album last year is Susan Boyle's I Dream a Dream, which has sold more than 8 billion units. This is today's news. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.